Hey guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. If you have been here before, then you know that I haven't posted anything in like a week. So this is a brand new episode coming to you guys. And today I want to talk about something that I know a lot of people will disagree with me with, but I want to voice my opinion and give you guys my take on it anyway. And there's a question, here's the thing that I'm going to be debating. I personally think Kakashi would have been a lot stronger if he did not gain if he did not get the Sharingan from Obito. And I already see a lot of the Uchiha fanboys, the Sharingan fanboys saying, "Shut the fuck up, you stupid boy, you know not what you're talking about." And I'm going to give him my reason. Now, the first and obvious reason is that Kakashi is not compatible with the Rinnegan, with the Sharingan. And one of the main reasons, it's not just because he is not from the Uchiha clan. I think the main reason is the fact that he doesn't have the chakra capacity to fully utilize the Sharingan. And that's one of the biggest problems with Kakashi having the Sharingan. You get what I'm saying? That's the main point. Now, let's look at Nagato, right? We know that Nagato was not born with the Rinnegan. You know, we know that he received it from Madara. But I personally believe that Nagato is one of the best users of the Rinnegan that we have seen in Naruto. And it's because he uses all Rinnegan's power, right? And maybe because he had it from he was a kid and he had time to train with it. But the reason why Nagato is such a good fit with the Rinnegan is because of his huge chakra reserves, because he's a Uzumaki, so he's able to fully utilize the Rinnegan to its full abilities. And that's the difference when it comes to Kakashi. Kakashi has used the Sharingan, sure, and it's given him an advantage over a lot of ninjas, right? But I think that the problem isn't whether or not he's stronger than other ninjas. The question here is, would Kakashi have been a lot stronger if he did not gain the Rinnegan? The Sharingan, sorry. And let's look back, right? It's safe to say that when Kakashi and Obito and Rin were young, Kakashi was the strongest out of the three. As a matter of fact, it's safe to say that out of his class, Kakashi was one of the strongest within his class. Probably the strongest within his class. For a number of reasons. He trained hard, he was a genius, and he was developing jutsus from a very young stage. Now, the anime and manga made reference to the fact that Kakashi was able to perfect is the lightning blade because of the Sharingan, which we can give him that. But the drawback is that the Sharingan takes so much chakra from Kakashi, he can't do a prolonged fighting, right? His chakra reserve is not adequate enough to fully utilize the abilities of the Sharingan. And so what you have happening is that he's able to pull off like one or three huge attacks from the Sharingan, and then he's totally useless, right? And he's able to utilize some strong techniques, but he's not able to spam them continuously because, again, they take a large amount of chakra. And because he's not a Uchiha, it's taking even a large amount of chakra from him, you know, because he's not compatible on a DNA level, right? So that's what I think. And I know a lot of people is going to disagree, but I truly believe that if Kakashi had not gained the Sharingan, he would have trained and probably would have figured out a way to solve the lightning blade, and he would have been able to utilize all his techniques, and he was strong, he was fast. And I think once he got the Sharingan, he stopped relying more on him and himself, but more relying on his eye. I might be wrong though. Well, this is just a quick video. This is what I think. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. By the way, I just launched my website for the podcast. So I'm going to be posting the podcast episodes there, obviously. But I'll also be writing articles, news articles and stuff like that. I'm going to be putting the link in the description of my videos going forward. But for you guys who want to know what the site is www.animepodcast.tk, and that is www.animepodcast.tk. And you can go to the contact form here. You can send me messages and, you know, contact me. Also, if you guys want to, you send me a voice message or anything, I implore you guys to download the Anchor app and sign up, find my podcast episode, follow it there, favorite it, and send me a voice message. We can even talk live and we can discuss a lot of anime topics. Okay, and until the next episode, see you guys in the next one.